This may look like an ordinary day for the kids at school, but there's nothing ordinary about this particular school in Dublin. This is Bracken Educate Together School, set up as an emergency measure for the largely immigrant children who are left without a place to learn after other local schools rejected them. Ola Tella's four-year-old daughter attends Bracken.
I've tried so many schools, but I couldn't get a space for my daughter. So we all think it's racism. They said there's one school in Barrick and they're all blacks, you know. It's so obvious to everybody, you know.
Tella's family came to Ireland 4 years ago from Nigeria. She says many people in her community have faced discrimination when it came to finding school placement. But Bracken principal Marion Griffin says it's not an issue of racism.
Basically, the new people that were coming were mostly immigrants, newcomers to the town, and the places were already gone. True brothers and sisters and children had been born in the town. And as a result, there were no places when these people came to the schools. It might have looked on the outside like racism, but it was actually not.
Over the past decade, as the Irish economy has grown, so has its immigrant population. The country's relatively small population of 4.2 million means that even moderate amounts of migration can have a profound effect. The government's Immigrant Council says immigrants make up nearly 10% of Ireland's population, and they come mainly from inside the European Union, though African and Asian immigrants are also on the increase. While the influx has brought some problems, many Irish seem at ease with the change.
The multicultural dimension that has been introduced into Ireland in the last 10 years or so has been really quite tremendous. You know, it's brought colour to Ireland, and it's good because obviously the immigrant population have got jobs here which maybe they didn't have at home, and it's been great for everybody.
Yeah, it's a good thing because we'll probably get a good football team eventually.
Definitely become a lot more multicultural. A lot more variety in terms of the languages you hear spoken, the faces you see, which I think is a good thing.
Chinedu Ojelem came to Ireland 10 years ago from his native Nigeria. Now he is the editor of an immigrant newspaper, the Metro Éireann. He says the problems of integration are the fault of government policy.
Government departments, they're not proactive. The policies and programs are not very, very good. Okay, they need to improve. But having said that, the people are very, very welcoming. If, you know, the society could be turned into policies and programs, I think Ireland would be a haven for integration and multiculturalism.
Conor Lenehan is Ireland's Minister for Integration. He admits the government has been slow to respond to the challenges immigration brings.
There has been a slowness to get off the starting blocks on this issue. There's no doubt about that. The challenge is to get it right. It won't be easy. I think in the school, it would be hugely important that we do get it right. If we fail these migrant children, it's not good news for our country.
School principal Marion Griffin says living and working together brings communities closer.
Well, of course, children that are educated together, it's the very best way of sort of integrating, becoming friends. Like the motto of Educate Together is learn together to live together.
That is the slogan for this school, but many people here say it's only through understanding and accepting each other can immigration work. And they say there's still much work to be done to achieve that. Mandy Clark for VOA News, Dublin.